It's Morning Edition on KUT. I'm Jennifer Staten. The Austin City Council will be voting tomorrow on a new labor agreement for Austin firefighters. And here to tell us more about that is KUT's Audrey McGlinchey. Hi, Audrey.
Hey, Jen.
So first of all, Audrey, before we talk about specifics of the deal with Austin firefighters, can you just tell us in more general terms about agreements with public safety unions that the city has? Because I think those can get a little confusing sometimes.
Yeah. So every couple of years, usually around 3 or 4 years, the city renegotiates with public safety unions for contracts regarding police, EMS, and fire. And this really lays out everything. It lays out the pay that these people get. It lays out disciplinary action. It really is entirely how these departments function.
Now, tell us about specifically then what the deal is on the table with Austin firefighters, because there had been a lot of attention earlier this year to issues of vacation time and overtime and sick time. So tell us what the council is actually voting on tomorrow.
Earlier this year, the fire department came to the city asking for a little more than $3 million in additional overtime funds. And that's when some city council members said, well, hey, that's a lot of money. Is overtime an issue for you guys? And they actually asked the city to do an audit of how the fire department does its overtime. And it found that from 2014 to 2016, overtime pay increased by almost 150%. And there were a lot of reasons why. One is that there's been a lot of vacancies. So currently, the department has almost 150 vacant positions out of a little more than 1,000. So they've tried to, in part, address the overtime issue in this new contract.
What is the talk about the contract? Has the council raised concerns about it when they were having budget discussions?
There will obviously be some focus on these changes to overtime to try to get that number down. One of the ways that the union is trying to do that is that in the past, they actually counted vacation time as productive time. So for example, if you took a vacation day, you took 8 hours off, that was actually counted as time that you were productive in your job. And so if you took Monday off, for example, but then you worked a Saturday, that Saturday would have been counted as overtime. So they've changed that now, and vacation time is no longer counted as productive time. So that should hopefully lower the overtime. And they've also kind of instituted this interesting buyback program with the city where employees can take extra vacation and sick leave and actually have the city buy that back from them at a lower rate than it would cost the city to pay that out. It'll be interesting to see if city council members want to expect more.
KUT's Audrey McGlinchey covers City of Austin issues for KUT. Audrey, thanks for your time and explanations today.
Thanks so much.
You can find more news at KUT.org.